This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Some Coloradans are getting the vaccine before they technically should. State COVID Incident Commander Scott Bookman says he's okay with some members of law enforcement being inoculated ahead of schedule.
We really do leave some of this decision-making, some of the discretion up to our local public health, our hospitals, to really make sure that they're vaccinating the people in their communities that need it the most.
That's because once a Pfizer vaccine vial is opened, the doses have to be given within 6 hours. So officials say it's better to use up the entire vial than to waste it by following strict priority guidelines. A series of improvements for cyclists, pedestrians, and drivers will get a boost along the Front Range, CPR's Andrew Kinney reports.
The new Safer Main Street program will pay out $59 million to help finish 30 transportation projects around the metro area. The biggest spending will go to major corridors across Denver, including $20 million for changes along Colfax Avenue, like bike lanes and pedestrian safety improvements. Federal Boulevard and Broadway are also due for upgrades. A string of smaller projects will also get funding, including transit station connections in Littleton and sidewalks in Nederland. Most of the projects should wrap up by 2024. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional delegation is asking the White House for a major disaster declaration to help recover from devastating wildfires this season so local governments and individuals could access a range of federal programs. A cold night across Colorado. This is CPR News.